My name's Aaron Wilkinson, Aaron, member of the Honey Island Swamp Band. Proud to be.
As you just heard, I'm here with Aaron Wilkinson from the Honey Island Swamp Band, and you guys have a new record out. It's called Cane Sugar. What number album is this for you guys?
So this will be 3.5, I guess. We kind of did an EP while we were out there in California, then moved back here, and we did Wishing Well, and I guess that was 2009, and then we did Good to You in either 2010 or 2011, and then this will be the third full-length that we've done. And we did this one at Piety Street here in New Orleans. It's called Cane Sugar. It's coming out on July 30th and on Louisiana Red Hot Records, which we're excited to be working with them and here in New Orleans. They're kind of on the move here, reinventing themselves. They signed Dumps Defunk for their new record, which should be out this month, I think, if it's not out already.
And you guys had a local release already, right?
We did a local release during Jazz Fest, you know. That's always an obsession of, like, every musician here is to get their CD out for Jazz Fest, yeah. You know. We have the national release on July 30th, and we'll be touring all summer in support of it. And, you know, it'll hopefully be a big step for us. This will be the first one we've done with, like, an actual infrastructure behind us, like, marketing and radio promotion and stuff like that. Everything we've done up until now, we've done ourselves, which I'd give us about a B+ on that effort. And that might be a little high, actually.
Yeah. Was a national release something that was always in the cards, or did that evolve out of the local release of the record?
Well, you know, it was. It was just, you know, and I don't pretend to understand all of this because I'm not a label guy, but there is, you know, it's not like when we've done it ourselves, it's like, okay, well, today is our national release, you know, and no one knows, you know, but you've decided today is the day. When you're doing it with a label, you know, they have to get press out there, press materials, you know, I don't know why it is they always release them on a Tuesday. Maybe you could look that up. Maybe your list, maybe that's a trivia question. I should know that. I'm embarrassed I don't, but you know, you pick these dates out ahead so that your team behind you has time to get the word out and you can make an impact. And hopefully that's what will happen, you know, with this one for us, because, you know, our records that we've done up until now have sold fairly well. And, you know, they've been certainly well received by our fans and by media and radio and people like that here locally that know us. But on a broader level, you know, to some random person in Iowa, they don't have any idea who we are, and that's what you're kind of hoping to change by working with the labels, get some more recognition and more exposure to places where you haven't been able to reach before, I guess.
Could you recount briefly sort of the history and genesis of the Honey Island Swamp Band?
Briefly, we were all sort of acquainted with one another and maybe had played a gig or two with one another here in New Orleans, and all for various different reasons, coincidentally ended up in San Francisco, California, right after Katrina, and discovered that we were going to be there for a while, and so made the decision to start a group while we were out there, and got a weekly gig, and lived out there for about a year, playing every Sunday at the Boom Boom Room in San Francisco, and just kind of got started that way. We were able to make a recording out there while we were there that, you know, was encouraging and well received. And when we all moved back to New Orleans, we thought, well, let's just keep this going. And so that's how the band was born. And here we are, however many years later.
Did you guys always know you were going to return to New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think there was ever any question in anybody's mind. It's just a matter of when, you know. At the time, it was easier to stay out there. You know, everything was a little shaky here. You know, the weekly gigs were gone, and you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. And on the other hand, out there, everybody in that city, like people all over the country, were really in a mood to help New Orleans musicians out, and so there was a lot of opportunities for us to play. And you know, they really welcomed us with open arms, and it was great to be there. And we had a great time there, and still love going there. We're going to be there in a couple weeks. Back at the Boom Boom Room, which is always like a little bit of a homecoming for us on the West Coast, but there was never really any question that we were all moving back.
Rent's a little cheaper here, I imagine.
Rent's a little cheaper, and just, I mean, that's the least of the reasons. But yeah, it is significantly cheaper. Of course, when the Red Cross is footing your bill, it doesn't get much cheaper than that.
Yeah, I guess. You guys did a pledge music campaign for this record, which is a Kickstarter type website.
It is.
How did you guys come to that decision to fund it that way?
Desperation.
Of course.
Absolute frightened desperation. Yeah. It takes money to do these things, man. You know, I mean, you have to, you know, you kind of get what you pay for with a lot of this stuff. And that goes for making the record and promoting the record and touring and all that stuff. It costs a lot of money. And we, you know, had invested everything we could over the years in that and just had gotten to a point where if we were going to take it further, we needed some help. And a band called the Wood Brothers, who's some friends of ours, had done it and kind of turned us onto it, the Pledge Music. It's a site, pledgemusic.com, where you can go on there, and it is like a Kickstarter thing where it's a direct-to-fan. Fans can contribute to your project. So you go on there and you say what you want to do. You know, in our case, we wanted to put out this record, promote it, tour behind it. And in doing so, we needed to repair our vehicle. Our buses was shot. And so, you know, different people do different things. Some people, their project on there is they're going to go to Europe and do a European tour, and they need funding for it. Or, you know, it could be any sort of angle. But the cool thing about it is, to me, I was never been comfortable with the feeling like I'm just begging for money, you know, and nobody is. The cool thing about Pledge Music is you have to really be thoughtful about it and come up with different packages that fans receive in exchange for their pledge, for their money, you know. So it's not as though they're just giving you money for nothing. Like, you know, we came up with some crazy things like, you know, a cooking lesson with myself and Chris Mule, the other sort of co-founder of the band. And we actually did one of those. A fan in Austin had purchased that. And when we were in Austin 2 weeks ago for a gig, we went over to her house and he made fried chicken and I made smothered okra. That's the deal, you know, in her kitchen. And they actually even filmed it and we played a couple songs. And I think that'll come out at some point. But, you know, it's everything from that to, you know, a signed lyric sheet to, you know, a tour of New Orleans. There's someone who's purchased a tour of New Orleans with us, so we're going to be entertaining them in our favorite spots in the city at some point this year, you know. So it's all kind of different things like that, and I think it's really cool. You can get to be creative. You can come up with some kind of offbeat ideas, you know. And the response was really great. You know, we hit our goal, and it's still going. And once you hit your goal, you go through to the date of the release of your album. So it'll be up there for another month on pledgemusic.com. For bands like us that are relatively unknown outside of New Orleans, outside of this type of circle of music fans, the labels are not out there giving like tour support like they did in the past. You know, there's not a lot of money in any record deal on this type of level anymore. And so you have to come up with creative ways to fund these sorts of things, you know. The money just doesn't come out of nowhere, you know.
So how much did you guys manage to raise online?
I think at the time, as it stands now, it's somewhere around 20 grand, something like that, 20,000. But I mean, you can aim higher, you can aim lower. They sort of help you, the people over there that run it sort of help you gauge, you know, what you're capable of doing. Of course, who wouldn't want to go in there and raise $100,000? But, you know, they'll tell you, no, you're not really going to be. They'll take a look at how big you are on your email list and your social media followings and stuff like that and sort of say, well, this is a more approachable number for you. Why don't you try to go for this? Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, I mean, there are bands on there that I'm sure raise 10 times that. And I'm sure there are some that raise a fraction of that. You can do whatever you want to do with it.
Had you guys ever done anything like this before?
Not really. I mean, other than begging for money, you mean?
Exactly. Yeah. What's it like watching the money counter go up and knowing that these are just strangers or people who are interested in your music?
It's awesome. I mean, and it's really cool to see, you know, it's what you want to put into it. You get out of it too. I mean, they encourage you to put postings on there, you know? So like we would do stuff like, I remember, I don't know, just one of the things, we were driving all night from some place or another home, and I, you know, we were coming across the Twin Spans, you know, from Slidell on the last little 30 minutes of this 20-hour trip. And I busted the phone camera out and just like, you know, took a shot of the devastation of everybody just spilled out in the back of the van, like cramped up on car seats, you know. And I'm like, you know, this is why we're doing this, you know, so we can get out of this van, get into back into our bus and do this in a more realistic way, you know, so we can keep these trips going, you know. And so the people who got the pledge get to see that, you know. So it's you kind of – the way it works is you kind of create a page, a community where once you've pledged any amount from the littlest amount to the biggest, you have access to it and people can see these updates that you do from the road. And they might it might be just a crazy picture you take somewhere or, you know, here we are at this radio interview, you know, like we're doing now. Or, you know, it might be a performance backstage, you know, or on the bus or something or in the van where we're sitting there doing just playing acoustic, you know, all that sort of stuff. You know, just kind of gives people an inside look at what's going on.
You guys are leaving tomorrow for a national tour, and I guess by the time people hear this, you will be well into it, right?
It's going to be a little bit of a zigzag. We're heading tomorrow to New Mexico, then we're going to swing up through Colorado. Then we're just going to go ahead and leave our bus there and jump on a plane and fly to Philadelphia for a couple days. Then some of us are going, coming home. Others are going straight out to California. The band is going to reconvene in San Francisco, do you know, a few dates out there. Then I think we're probably going to be flying home. This hasn't been totally worked out yet. We're getting out into the 3 or 4 weeks is where it starts to get cloudy for me. I'd have to consult my calendar. But I think, you know, after that, we'll typically do something like that that might be 3 weeks or so in the summer. This is the time of year where there's festivals and concert series and things like that going on. So it's a lot more fun and a lot more profitable for a band like us to tour this time of year than it is, say, in the winter when there's not much going on other than, you know, a date at a club on a Friday and a Saturday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Aaron, good luck with the tour. And the record's called Cane Sugar. It's being released nationally on July 30th. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Zach.
This has been the Offbeat Podcast. Thank you for listening.